Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. Sports bodies here will be expected to have a minimum 40% female board membership by the end of 2023, under a plan published today by Minister of State for Sport, Jack Chambers. The Sports Action Plan says Sport Ireland will monitor the progress of national sporting bodies towards achieving the target and report if additional measures such as quotas are warranted. We've been speaking to Minister Jack Chambers.
This is an action plan across 40 areas, and we want to deliver across those areas now for sport, around the recovery of sport, building our infrastructure and ensuring we have an active society, and ensuring that sport for all is at the core of that. And that's why equality in sport is so important. If you go down to any local grassroots club now, you're seeing huge numbers of girls and women participating at club level, and it's important we see that reflected at a leadership level when it comes to all sporting organisations. And that's why there will be this new target and deadline of the end of 2023 of 40% women on the boards of sporting organisations. And we have seen progress from some in recent years, but we have a number who have a long way to go. And that's why they have 2 years now to get their act together and to ensure that they hit 40%, because I think people and the broader society expect progress in this area, and ensure that the leadership of these organisations and the boards of these organisations reflect broader society, and that can only be a good thing when it comes to their own sport.
The latest figures from Sport Ireland about a year ago was that overall females made up an average of 29% of boards across what are described as funded national governing bodies. Now, has there been any improvement on that in the meantime? What's the point from which you're starting in terms of trying to reach this target?
Yeah, so there's been some progress. It's at about 32% now on average. So there's been progress of about 3% year on year, and that's but we have a long way to go, and that's why we're setting the 40% target as something that, as a government, we obviously set for state boards, and I think it's important that sporting organisations, as I've said, reflect broader society, and balanced boards lead to better decisions, and ensuring that, you know, decision making is reflected by a greater diverse group, and that's why, like we've seen, for example, the Olympic Federation of Ireland, of their own volition, set a target of 50%, and we've seen progress. Basketball Ireland, Swim Ireland are all in excess of 40%. So there are many sporting organisations that are ahead of this, but others have a long way to go and need to act now over the next 2 years to ensure that they hit this.
Some of the biggest sporting organisations, the ones that are in every parish, in every community in the country, are well short of meeting this 40% target, aren't they? Again, those figures from a year ago, the FAI, 25% of its board members are women, the GAA, 11%, the Rugby Football Union, 8%. Now, is it realistic to expect those bodies to reach this target in such a short space of time?
Well, I would argue 2 years is a long space of time, and they now have to prepare their structures to ensure that they hit this target. And they've been given, I spoke at a conference for women in sport earlier on this year around hitting targets, and slow progress won't be acceptable anymore, and I think they have 2 years now to ensure that they meet the progress required and hit 40%, and that's important, because as I've said, when you go down to any local training session, whether it's in rugby, in football, in GAA, you're seeing huge participation amongst women and girls, and it's important that the boards of these organisations reflect that.
So what are the consequences for these organisations if they don't reach this target by the end of 2023? They're publicly funded. Will their funding be affected?
Yeah, so if they don't reach the target by the end of 2023, there will be financial consequences for the organisations, and we're putting them on notice around that. I think they have to, if they, you know, the state plays a hugely important role when it comes to the provision of sport and supporting sporting organisations, and that's why we'll have annual progress reports and regular progress reports from Sport Ireland, and structured engagement, and also funding to actually support leadership and training, so we actually enable more women to be able to step up to the plate and be on boards.
So you're saying to them that if they haven't reached this 40% target within this 2 year period, they will see a reduction in their funding, reflective of how far short they are. Have you a formula? Have you a particular level of financial penalty in mind?
So Sport Ireland will work through the mechanics and the formula around that, and there will be financial consequences for sporting organisations that don't reach this target. And I think if they expect the state to fund them to the extent that we do, it's important they're reflective of a broader society. And I think, and on the other side of the table, we know from both the public and private sector that balanced boards leads to better decision making, and this can only benefit the respective sports involved.
Just a final question, Minister, before I let you go. The Munster rugby squad still out in South Africa, in Cape Town, as a result of the concerns around the restrictions, the travel restrictions that have arisen following this new strain of the COVID virus. Is there any update? Has your department been in touch with them, liaising with Foreign Affairs? When is it hoped to get the squad home?
Yeah, so this is a really difficult situation, I know, for the squads and everyone involved in South Africa. So there is, as you know, one positive case and one close contact. And the latest update is what we have is that the rest of the team, and there's about 48 people involved, have been found to have negative tests. So they're now being authorised to travel, and work is ongoing to see how they can return home as quickly as possible. And when they return home, they'll obviously have to have mandatory home quarantine, as applies to everyone else, for a period of 10 days. So work is ongoing to find a route home for those who've received a negative test.
And that's Minister for Sport, Jack Chambers.